Thank you for holding. Is this Sean?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Sean. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day today, but looking forward to the weekend, hanging out with my boys.
Right.
Yeah. My baby boys, not my boys' boys. I don't do that anymore.
No.
Unfortunately. But I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, not really. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, yeah. It's been around for a while now, right? Most of our lives.
Right.
Yeah. First page placement's key, though. You know, 90% of searches start and stop right there on the first page. So that's the major benefit
exactly.
to you in the call that we have that open. But we're going down a list. We're just looking for one of you guys. I mean, we don't want to have more than the allotted positions, at least not for Google Places. Google Ads and Google Guarantee, we could sign those guys up all day.
Yeah.
But then you're doing pay-per-click with those ones or pay-per-lead. With this one, it's just one flat monthly rate. The customers can contact you directly. No lead fees or surprises or click fees or anything like that. And we'll list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. It'll also cover about a 40-mile radius from your address. So you got a pretty big area. I mean, you don't really need ads unless you want to go further.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Do you have your own website?
I know I don't have it on mine. I think Angie and them are going to try and get something going for me right now, but as of right now, no.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's see what I could do for the site. Let's see if I can put together a package for you where I can get the website, too. You said Home Advisor by Angie's was going to try to do something for you?
Yeah, the Angie's Leads or whatever, Angie.
That's odd. Last time I checked, those guys don't build websites. They just put you on their site and they sell you leads.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
This might be your profile on their website.
Probably.
Yeah. They get a lot of their leads from Google. It's funny because you'll see the top guys where we're talking about listing you, and then a couple of spots down, you'll see, like, Home Advisor by Angie's, and it'll say, like, 10 best painting companies in this area. And so they basically just take that one lead, and they'll sell it to, like, three or four of you guys at a time. And they shouldn't do that because obviously only one guy is going to get the job at the end of the day. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they're keeping the lead fee from all of you, whether you get it or not. So if you could do anything with that, I think you'll really like the first page placement. We let people call you directly as a live call, no lead fees, like I was saying earlier. So it's usually going to be more cost efficient and get you better results because far more people are using Google to find things than Home Advisor by Angie's.
Okay.
But I texted you the pricing page. There's a few different packages. The one that I was trying to get approval on was a platinum, so that way we could get you your own .com as well. But that one's basically like an A to Z marketing strategy. It's the very last one down. If you keep scrolling down through that page, it's advertised at $599. I could get it to you at $299 with the new in business credit. And then I could also put in a request to have the setup fees waived for you too. So you won't have to pay the $299 setup. So it's just the monthly cost of $299 out the door, and that'll cover everything in the platinum bundle.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on this one right this minute just because I kind of – if I do that thing with Andy's too with that, it's a little bit too much for me right now. But
Okay. Are you
because
in
like
a contract?
I have, because I'm already in a contract with them on it. So it kind of, I don't know if it's the first 30 days or whatever. If you cancel out, it's like a big fee or something. I don't remember. I have to look at the terms again on it. But
yeah, I actually had a client that I just started working with like 2 weeks ago, and he was up there though. He's like 75 or something, and they told him the same thing. Like they had to charge him 30% of the contract in order to cancel, and it wasn't actually true.
Because I know I told him, I was like, well, what if I can't pay the monthly cost on it or something? I just told him that just to see what they'd say, and it was kind of like they didn't really have an answer after I signed up and stuff, and they're like, oh, well, no, this is a 12-month contract. I said, well, what about if like termination or whatever, you know, like how does that go about? Like,
uh-huh.
So it was a thing. I just
I'll look over their terms. I want to show you something here. I'm going to send you a text. Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is basically how we ended up getting him out of it. I mean, first he called them and just said he wanted to cancel, and that's when they threw out the 30%. And to me, I was just shocked to even hear that, because it's like, I mean, it's one thing if you're not going to refund the guy from what he's already spent and he wants to cancel, like, okay, shut it down. But to say like, oh no, and you owe us money, when the lead, it just like my jaw was just dropped, you know? And then, so I started looking into him, cause I'm like, there's no way that's legal. And that's where I found all these articles of, if you look up FTC versus Hong. Yeah. It's the Federal Trade Commission. And so these guys are in hot water. Like, they were shut down before. They used to be called Service Magic. And then they rebranded as Home Advisor. Yeah. And then they went and bought Angie's List, who was going bankrupt, turned it into Angie Leads. So basically the moral of the story, though, is you don't have to pay that. You can cancel them at any time. That is the truth by law. And they can't hold you to that and try to say that you owe them 30%. In these articles where, like, the first one, it says Home Advisor refunds from the Federal Trade Commission.
Yeah.
If you report them through there, or even what we did with our guys, we even just told them we were going to report them through there, and then they backpedaled and just canceled it, and he was fine, you know? But you can actually report them. You can actually go to your bank and tell them to stop all transactions through there, so they have no way to even try to charge you that 30-something percent cancellation, but... when it comes to marketing for your business, like if you decide that it's detrimental to your business or not a benefit, you can leave at any time. Like marketing contracts never hold up. You know, it's different.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a prepay situation where you paid them the whole thing up front for the year and then you're trying to get that back. That's a different situation. But for them to say like you have to stick with them and continue to pay if you don't feel it's beneficial to your business, it's not going to hold up. They won't even come after you. They can't send it to collections or small claims. Like it doesn't work like that. So don't be afraid of that. And if you're already at that point where you feel like it's not a good fit for you, then, you know, get out sooner rather than later, because all those guys do is sell you leads that are going to five or six other guys. It's not just going to you.
Yeah.
But what I can say is this, you know, the last time we had a spot available for first page placement was in September. So it's been a while, and a lot of times when the spots fill, the business owners that are there, they don't usually let them go. You know, it's the only reason we have this one now is the guy relocated. So, you know, we do have the spot available. And I know you're saying, hey, you're already kind of committed to that and probably spent a lot. I mean, does it help you any if I can get you on that platinum package at $249? Just maybe tell them I know you and get it down to $249. That way you're still getting the placement, the website, all the bells and whistles. But, you know, I would just lower that rate a little bit more. Does that help you get your foot in the door on it?
It kind of does. I'd have to move some funds around, but let me see. Because I do a lot of crypto stuff too, so.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of, that's.
How is crypto? I have a buddy who has a lot of crypto, and he was doing okay, but he has so many different things. I was playing golf with him last week, and he told me with the tariffs and everything, like his stock plummeted by like $1 million. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of up and down, but
Yeah, but I have friends. I'm 33, so I have like friends that like post on social media, and it's like all of a sudden they have these huge spikes, you know, they post.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow, crypto seems to be doing pretty okay.
It does. I mean, if you know somebody, it seems like if you know somebody or have somebody that has an algorithm for it, like now with all this AI stuff, it's pretty much a no-brainer to get into because you don't lose.
Yeah.
These algorithms will do everything for you.
I think we're still trending that way, though, because Elon and Trump are super pro cryptocurrency, digital
exactly.
currency. Yeah, and so mm-hmm. I think, you know, over the next 2 years, that's really going to rear its head. I know El Salvador is a company that Trump, or a country that Trump's really close with, and they have
exactly.
it as their primary currency already. So they're kind of like beta testing it on a smaller country before they actually try
exactly.
to roll it out here in the States.
It's going to come down to that. I always have to do my work. I put everything and waiting to go finish this job. That was the thing. I'd love to do it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You cut out in the middle of that. You said, I'm sorry. I only,
hold
and
on.
Then I lost you.
Oh, I said, I only had 200 in this account and I can't move nothing until the morning when the thing opens again. But, yeah, fuck, I hate to have a first place freaking spot.
Well,
close up, you know, on me.
Yeah, so here's the thing, is like, I was offering you a platinum package at $249, which is a heck of a steal. Like, if you look at the platinum package, it's normally $599. But the reason
yeah,
I was
that.
Yeah, and it has like the website, everything, and Facebook ads. But when you do the friends and family one, they let me drop it down. Still $100 goes directly into Facebook of that package. And that's the only way I could get it that low is if you're doing both of them. But if you want, I
yeah.
could set you up on a pro where you don't have Facebook, but you still get the Google first page placement, your website, you know, everything in that pro package. It's just one beneath the platinum. And, again, all the bells and whistles, just not Facebook, but it'll drop it down to $199. So that way we're basically doing
okay.
everything but the Facebook for $199. And then if you do want to add that later or like on Monday, we could always circle back and add Facebook. I mean, that's not going to go away. The
yeah,
only thing
that
really is hard to get is the Google listing.
Let me put the girls at the laundry, not with my wife doing laundry. Let me move this over. Yeah, we could do that.
You want to do the local only?
Yeah.
Are the pro package? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here, let me send you some website examples, and then we're going to have to do a client interview on Monday, though, and that's where we'll actually customize the site, go over all the services that you want to be listed for, the areas that we want to target. That's where we do a lot of heavy lifting. And if you want to add Facebook, we could always do it during that interview on Monday, but at least that way you don't lose the Google Places placement. That's really the moneymaker
yeah.
of all this. Is the first page placement. All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. I'm also sending over the website examples right now. I'm going to walk you through your whole Google verification. So your company actually exists on Google, like as a verified business. When they do this, they send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's a P.O. box. P.O. box 19.
Oh, so we have to use a street address. I just can't, I won't display it.
Okay,
so the way
that they do the mail over there is it all, everybody goes into P.O. boxes, but,
okay.
the street address is 118 Broadway Street.
Okay.
But usually on that, I'll put in like where the second address is, I'll put BK 19, and it's for box 19. That's how the post office has told us to do it, to like get it routed to the post office.
Okay.
Into the P.O. box, but it still shows up as a physical address.
Right? Lahara?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me update this. I'll hide the street address for you, and I'll deactivate turn-by-turn directions, so you don't have to worry about anybody showing up to your house. If there is an issue with the PIN getting there, we'll do a video verification, or we'll just do a video over the phone and just make sure you're actually there, and then we can push it through. But that's the traditional way of doing it. They send the letter in the mail. And do you spell your first name S-E-A-N?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's your last name, Sean?
Garlutzo. G-A-R-L-U-T-Z-O.
Oh, that's unique. Garlutzo. Okay. And then what's your business email address where I can send everything in writing and a receipt?
I don't have the address hooked up yet. It should be done today. I'm going to have to check it. Yeah, it's all a personal one right now.
Okay. This is just for me to send the receipt. We're not going to have this attached to the website or anything like that. This is more so just to get your paperwork. But I did text you on that number that I texted you on. Whenever you want to update the email, just send it over to us, and then I'll go into your account and update it with the new address.
Okay, that'll work. Cool.
All right, but what's the current one that you have so I could send you all your paperwork right now?
It's Sean Gar 719 at Gmail.
You said scientist Sean Gar?
No, Sean Gar, like just my first name and then the three letters of my last name, G-A-R, and then 719.
719, okay. And then at Gmail?
At Gmail. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Sean. You got an update. All right, and how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed on your Google Business profile?
We can do from 9 to 5, 9 to 6.
Oh, let's go 9 to 6. The more the merrier. Sometimes people, they get off work and then they start looking for guys to help them. You know,
exactly.
Plan something out for the weekend. What about, is it Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. And then I'm going to add Saturday to it, but right now, as it is, my wife, we have our day that we spend together on Saturday because she's in community corrections right now, so she's has to be on time limits and stuff, so it's kind of...
I got you.
Yeah, so...
Every family has one of those, let me tell you. For me, my younger sister, she's beautiful but crazy. We'll go 9 to 6 Monday through Friday. I could put Saturday by appointment only, so they could call you, but it's up to you on how you want to take care of it.
Yeah, we could do that.
And then I'll go Sunday closed. That sound good?
Yeah. That'll work.
All right. Let's just save. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Just cash and check right now. The card is pretty much – I've just used, like, a lot of things right now just been, like, through Cash App and Venmo and – just straight cash usually, but I mean it's getting to the point now where I'm gonna have to get something going with the card services on, like for like online stuff.
Yeah, they have different ones. They have like Square and one that we see a lot is like QuickBooks. It's really common for the contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few different ones. They also have PayPal is pretty popular too. Elon's old stuff.
Yeah, PayPal where they just so everything's all kind of just happening at once. I said I wanted to take off and start taking off.
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. I lost you.
Oh, I said when I told myself, I said I wanted to take off business, and I said everything started happening at one time and just started taking off.
No, it's a good problem to have, you know? Starting a business
is
really hard to do nowadays without getting some help from somewhere. You know, I run into a lot of guys that are like, oh, I can do it. I got it. And I'm like, there's no business owner out there that's doing it 100% on their own. If they tell you that, they're lying, you know? You got to get help somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take care of the online stuff for you and make sure leads are coming in. You just got to take care of the people and make sure you get good reviews. If we could keep doing that, then it's a pretty healthy ecosystem. We'll keep rolling. All right, Sean. So I got your account created. I was looking at Monday for client interviews. A client interview is usually where we go over like the website, the services you offer, the areas that we're going to cover with the placement. So it usually takes 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window. What do you think would be the best time for you on Monday?
Oh, probably around noon or something.
Okay, around noon. So
yeah,
I got 12 to 1 Mountain Standard Time on Monday the 21st. Does that work for you?
That'll work. That works.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder so you don't forget over the weekend, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second here. And then SeanGar719@gmail. Send that. All right, Sean, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
I have a card. I need to get on my thing real fast, and I'll give you the number.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give them full pro and include the site form and the domain name purchase, please, Kimberly. Yeah, we'll just cover it. Just put in his service agreement that, like, if he leaves later and he wants to keep it, then we'll get the $99 back that we're going to pay for it. But right now, I'm just going to put it like this. Yeah, and then while he's with us, it's just zero. Just leave it like that. It's a courtesy build. And then send it over to Steve to get him the domain and then have a client interview for Monday, 11 to 12 Pacific, 12 to 1 Mountain. Thanks, Ken.
Are you ready for that number?
1 second, sorry. I was just talking to my secretary. Okay. Okay, I'm ready for you, Sean. Go ahead.
All right, it's 4985.
4985.
0321.
0321.
0543.
0543.
9248.
9248. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
8/28.
8/28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
865.
865, okay. And then just as added protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, Sean, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it.
Okay.
If you want to double check. All right, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Picture Perfect Painting and Staining.
Thank you. And can you please state, your company is going to be listed as an LLC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. And then can you state your name and title within the business?
Sean Garluzzo, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Sean, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Okay.
Do you agree to that, to be responsive to calls
Yes.
and emails from, okay. I just want to make sure, from us and your customers. You don't got to go out to everybody that calls you, but we just don't want to have like periods of like a week or two where you're just MIA, you know? Okay. And then it says, I'm sorry, I thought I remembered it all off the top of my head. I got to read it. Okay, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is month to month. You're not going to be binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 18, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 for a full pro package. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and then I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to renew each month on the 18th day, but you're going to keep this discounted price of $199 for as long as you're with us. And it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. if you ever do decide to discontinue, just let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. So when your payment clears, I'm going to have Kimberly, my secretary, run it here in a couple of minutes. You're just going to dot the I's and cross the T's on everything, make sure I got it all correct. And then when the payment clears, you're going to get three texts and three emails. They're the same. We just send them to both. It's going to have a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. We do have an app. It's called Local Splash in the App Store. So if you go to that, it's LS. And you'll have your own UN and password to help you keep track of everything. You'll have a outline of the agreement in writing. So you'll have basically all the products and features we're doing for you in that pro package outlined in black and white. You know, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation policy. You're going to want to sign off on that. And then you'll also have a notification or a reminder for your client interview that's scheduled on Monday between 12 and 1 Mountain Standard Time. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so look out for those three things. Pretty much your homework for the weekend is just to sign your subscription terms and then be available for your client interview come Monday between 12 and 1. My direct number and extension is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us, as well as we have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1. So if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. You got a team of people back here on your side making sure it's working for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, that's basically it. So enjoy the rest of your weekend here. Enjoy your visitation. And then I will circle back with you on Monday. We'll knock out the client interview and get things rolling. Let's make some money.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sean. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.